Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We have Larry Gall in the building, the one and only superhuman, the Sanyan aesthetic.
Jimmy's giving me too much credit right now.
The fans have actually responded. A lot of them were in the comments like, yeah.
Oh, on the YouTube video that
we
did?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw that. That was a great video, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
It panned out exactly how I envisioned it.
A lot of people recognized you, bro. Yeah.
Appreciate you guys, man.
So, yeah, I wanted to have you back. And this time on a little podcast, right? The Down Bad Show. Now, granted, I don't think you're down bad right now.
I was down bad.
I did see some pictures.
Yeah.
I did see some pictures.
Oh, which ones have you seen? Some are pretty bad, man.
The transformation one where you had the buzz cut.
Oh, my gosh,
and you were like this?
Yeah.
How old were you in that picture?
Damn, I was like
15?
Yeah, I was either in 8th grade or like my freshman year of high school.
Oh, okay.
When I took that photo.
Oh.
And you know what's funny about that photo? I took that photo after I worked out thinking I looked No, I'm serious, bro. I was all sweaty. I was like, damn, I kind of look good. And then in hindsight now, I'm like, damn, what was I doing, man?
No. I mean, you know, for 8th grade, you know, not too shabby. But when it changed for you, right? At what point did you start going all in on lifting?
So I say I went all into lifting when I was like either freshman or sophomore year of college.
Oh.
Yeah. I had a 3-year relationship.
In high school?
Well, we started dating my senior year of high school. And then I think sophomore year, shit went south. So that's when I I was already lifting prior to that, but I didn't take it as seriously as I did.
Right.
You know, after
so
we
changed.
Ended things. Yeah, you know, like the stereotypical, like, get your heart broken and then...
Right.
It's your anime villain arc now.
Yeah, character development.
Yeah, so like my first introduction to like the gym was actually through basketball. Like I played basketball my whole life.
Yeah.
When I was like, I started when I was 8 and like I was just super skinny because of that. You know, obviously you don't want to get pushed around.
Right.
You know, these bigger
athletes,
right?
You don't want
to
get boxed out.
Exactly.
You're getting boxed
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, like, we would do a bunch of, like, bench press, squats, shoulder presses just to get, like, a foundation of strength. But we would only do that at, like, for a month or two at most. Uh-huh. Just because, like, you know, we're in season and you don't want to be lifting weights when you're, like, you know, that's not a priority at that point. So that was, like, my first introduction to the gym. And then after high school, I was, like... You know, I was faced with the decision of, do I want to continue basketball or do I want to, you know, just focus
on my
studies?
So you were kind of always been like an athlete. Kind
yeah. Of. Yeah. Okay, I was always active, right?
Okay.
Then I got into college and I was like, the skill level from high school basketball to like college basketball was like
Did you go to D1
exponential.
School? Did you go to a basketball school?
It was a D1 school for basketball, but I didn't get any offers. Like I got offers from like smaller schools.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, because growing up, I wanted to be like, you know, the next Jeremy Lin, like, because I was Asian and I was super passionate about basketball. Like, dude, basketball was like my life.
Okay.
I used to practice, and then after practice, I would practice more on my own.
Okay.
And yeah, so that was a pretty hard decision for me to make going to college.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I decided like basketball wasn't for me anymore.
Yeah.
And then that's when I took the gym a little bit more seriously, got my heart broken, and then. I was like, laser focus.
Right. So I don't know if this is too personal, but can you talk about the heartbreak a little bit? Or was it?
Well, it was just like, we were like a high school couple.
Did you guys do long distance?
Yeah, we did.
Ah,
yeah. And then, but that wasn't like the issue.
Who broke up with who?
She broke up with me.
Oh.
Yeah. For stupid reasons, to be honest. And then so yeah, that really like broke me.
Okay.
And so that's when I took the gym super seriously after that. I'm glad that happened, because I don't think I'd be in the position I am now had that not happened.
Right. So I feel like a lot of times
you know high school love, like
Well, actually, I don't know high school. Sweet. I know high school.
But you've heard of, like, you know, the high school, like, when you're in high school, like, everything is so, like, happy and cheery and, like, you know, you make these plans to do, like,
to spend future. The future exactly. together. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're in high school. You don't know any better. That was, like, my first relationship, too. So, like, you know, yeah. I was just, like, yeah.
Here's the thing. I feel like a lot of times, like, me too, right? I started working out around college. And I think, yeah, it's usually the girls that it does spark the initial motivation sometimes.
It does, man.
You
it
know? And you know, sometimes when you're, like, in the gym, mm-hmm. right, you have to be motivated by certain things. The pre-workout yes. only gets you so far.
Exactly.
Right? But then you have these emotional, you know, pain points to draw mm-hmm. from. It just, yes. it really yes. motivates you, bro.
And, dude, that was the thing that drove me for, like, an insane amount of time, too. Like, bro. Like for a whole year, that was, like, motivating me. Because when it first happened, I actually stopped going to the gym because I was so, like, heartbroken yeah. and just, you know, hurt. Like, I stopped going to the gym. I stopped going to classes.
Damn.
And, like, I always go to class, bro. If you knew me, I was, like, I was on top of it, you know? After, like, I started healing from that, right, that's right, when right. I was, like, you know, I was, like, fuck this. You yeah, know what I'm yeah, saying? Yeah, and then I started hitting the gym. And then I would go.
Were you putting on, like, a lot of mass at this point? What, like?
Yeah,
what
I was, man. Because, like,
what were you thinking about, like, during the workouts?
I was just thinking about, like, you know, like, damn, why I'm she trying did to this stunt to me. On this. Yeah, yeah. She's like, yeah, exactly. I was like, you know, I'm gonna look so hot in the future. so you know, like, when she, like, looks back, she'll be like, damn, that was a mistake. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. And, dude, I'm gonna be the biggest exactly. regret of her life.
And I remember sitting in class. Like, learning about, like, anatomy or whatever the fuck we were learning. Yeah. But I was just, like, thinking, like, dude, the gym, I'm going to kill that shit. Like, I'm going to be deadlifting this amount. And, like, you know, like,
yeah,
I was just, like,
yeah, yeah.
solely focused on, like, just bettering myself, like, in the gym.
That focus is just so, like, strong.
Yeah, it was so damn strong, man. Yeah. Yeah, and I think I carried that to, like, to this day, actually. Like, obviously, I don't think about it anymore.
Right.
But I think through that, like, I learned how to, like, really grind
yeah
in the gym yeah, and just like yeah. not even in the gym but like my other endeavors as well mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know,
a lot of times thoughts is actually what can carry you to like do that yeah. extra set.
Dude, I didn't even need pre-workout at the time. Nah. I was just thinking about it. I was yeah. like, oh, I'm hyped now.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. And like, huh,
I was fine demons, bro.
Are you okay with talking about what was it that
I cried about?
That you cried about?
In my first relationship?
In your previous, yeah.
Well, I mean, I remember, like, you know, she broke up with me uh-huh. because, you know, for whatever reasons that, you know, she wanted to break up.
Yeah.
It was like, looking back now in hindsight, it was pretty stupid. Uh-huh. It was just like, you know, like, girls are young, you know, yeah. they want to have fun, they want to experience
gotcha.
Life.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I remember crying and, like, begging for her back, you know, and that's like, man, I shouldn't have done that, but, like, I was just so invested
right.
in that relationship that, like, I was, like yeah, I was begging her, I was crying, I was, like, I was a mess, man. And I feel like that just drives them away more.
Yeah. Okay. I can see how
dude, they broke up with you, and you're just like, okay, cool. Like, they were probably, like, rethink their yeah. decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, cool. You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
like,
what the fuck?
Wait, what? Exactly.
No, that actually gave him calling back.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't know any of, like, this back then. So it's like if a person doesn't want you in their life, why would you go out of your way to, like, beg for them to stay?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
so I learned my lesson through that. Like, I would never, if someone wants to walk out of my life, then it's,
go?
Yeah, let them be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pack your shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
If this person, if you actually still want to be with this person, I'd say leave the doors open. Does that make sense? Like, yeah, I don't. You don't need to come back. But it's like, yo, if you do, you could. You know, if you still do have like so much attachment for this person, right?
You're right.
So it's like that also allows them to reevaluate their decision. Be like, oh, maybe, you know. Maybe it was a bad decision on my end.
Right.
But that's the only space you could give a girl for them to eventually.
Right.
Yeah,
man. That was like the most I ever cried, to be honest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And obviously, like, I would cry, like, you know, like, just alone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I feel like guys do that a lot. They don't show anyone that they're vulnerable, and they just cry when they're alone.
Yeah. How did your confidence change? Like, from before? Because I'm sure when the heartbreak happened, you were like, you felt defeated.
No, super defeated, man.
And then how long till after, you know, you started putting on pounds, gaining muscle? Did you feel like your confidence really grew during
that? Oh, I would say, yeah, definitely grew. I mean, there wasn't like a set point where I'm like, I'm confident now. It was just like, it was just, you know, going through the process of going to the gym.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to better myself.
Right.
That's when, like, my confidence grew. It wasn't like an overnight thing. It was just, like a gradual growth of confidence.
Do you think that translated with girls or not?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people think that.
Did you start getting like new looks? Now
I would say so. I think a lot of people have the misconception that, you know, going to the gym and, you know, like, you know, having a nice physique and, you know, putting on some muscle is going to, you know, get attention from girls. In reality, like, that's far from the truth.
Okay.
Right? Because I think lifting does, like, get more attention from girls, but not in the way that you think.
Oh,
right. It's because that you're going to the gym, and because of that, you're gaining confidence.
Right. In yourself.
Because of that confidence, that's why girls are more attracted to you. Not because, you know, you look better or you have a nicer physique. Obviously, that's going to get your foot in the door, but that's not going to ultimately, like, get girls to stay.
Yes. And it depends on what kind of girls, too.
That's true. That is true.
You know, there are a lot of girls who do like that physique. But then, you know, you go to, like, Williamsburg or, like, you know, that's a spot in New York where you know, a lot of hippies are.
Oh, I see.
Hippies hipsters, my bad. You know, you, like, obviously the hipster girl's not going to look at you like, oh, my God, you know. Like, but it all depends on what kind of girls you're kind of catering towards. You know, you go to a club in K-Town, maybe they're like, oh, word, with that physique. Yeah. You know, they're trying to fuck at night. But, Yeah, it depends on what kind of girls you're into.
In the same manner, too, it's like you have to remember that the guys are more visual than girls are. Guys will see a girl with, like, an hourglass figure and, like, a fat ass.
Yeah.
And they'll, like, fall in love, you know what I'm saying? And then whereas girls, they'll be more attracted to qualities like, you know, confidence, competence.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. It's just psychologically, men and women are just so much different.
Right.
You know? So I think that's why. Like, yeah, lifting will help you a little bit.
Yeah.
But the confidence that you get from lifting
is far superior.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So how long were you single for, bro? Because at the end of the day, this is like dating.
Yeah. 3 years after that.
Really?
Yeah. I was just kind of focusing on myself, bettering myself. Uh-huh. And I'm like, you know, I didn't come across anyone that, like, you know, fit everything that I looked for.
Oh, so you had, like, partner. Like, so you had checkboxes.
Yeah, I had pretty high standards, you know? Like, I'm like, if I'm putting so much effort into being the best version of myself, I should expect the same.
My partner
exactly.
To do it.
Mm. So, yeah, if they don't fit, you know, some, you know, checkboxes,
I'm
like, all right. Out.
Did you look for girls at the gym?
No, I don't. I've never actually approached a girl at the gym.
Really?
You know? I just don't think that
girls like to be approached.
Yeah, at the gym. And I'm trying to be respectful too, you know. Yeah. I don't think the gym is the best place to approach girls, to be honest.
No?
Because think about it, like, if it fails, you have to keep going to that gym seeing the same girl. And it's mad awkward at that point.
No, you just change your workout schedule.
You just go at a different time.
Yeah, you go at a different time. Like, ah, shit.
Yeah, no, I wasn't trying to have that happen. So I was like, you know what, let me just.
I think there's, like, subtle ways you could do it, right?
Like, how would you do it?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, I'd be like, yo, maybe I try to work in with her.
Okay.
She's using the same machine as me.
Okay.
Right? I make some small talk. Yeah. Right?
So, you walk in, like, you don't even know what day you're doing. I guess I'm
doing legs today.
Yeah, well, you don't even have, like, leg gear either. It's just...
Here's my thing, though, right? Is that there are a lot of so many fire girls at the gym.
There are.
And it's like, and the thing that gets me is, like, yoga pants. You know what I'm saying? Now they're coming out with these yoga pants that got the crevice in the ass. I'm like, golly, bro. Yeah. Like, they don't stop making it, you know? I feel like I've never done it. I don't think I've ever done it successfully.
So how would you do it? Like the way you're telling me now, how you would like work in with them? Is that how you would do it?
Well, I just, you know, I make some small talk in between sets.
Okay.
It also depends on like if they're in a like a talkative mood, right? If they're like, you know,
looking around. Yeah, if a girl with a hoodie and like some headphones you can't do that.
But, you know, it maybe if she has a friend or two, maybe if she said hi to somebody,
right.
You know, she's saying friendly. I'm like, oh, you come here often?
the most basic way to break the ice.
This is actually my first time at the gym.
I think if you go up to a girl and just start saying like, oh, you're so fine, you're so like, dude, no, you can't do that, man. Like,
yeah.
Think of how many other guys do that.
But what if if she has some really nice glutes, bro?
I personally wouldn't approach it like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Some girls will give you like signals. Like, you know how girls like will shoot their shot just by looking at you, and then you catch them looking, so that's them shooting their shot.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't do anything after that, it's like, okay, it's done.
Right. How would you do it if you were to
at the gym?
Yeah, if you were to, cause I think you made a video, you made like a TikTok on this, right?
Which one? Is it the one where it's like see a fine girl at the gym?
Yeah.
But like, I don't approach her because I'm scared.
Right. It's like in your peripheral, like you spot them, but it's like I know you exist. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll even try to like, you know, get a machine right next to you, but I would never talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how I would approach it is like I would just look for hints and signals to see if that she's interested in me, and then probably approach her. But I've still never done that. Girls actually have approached me at the gym though.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I mean, maybe because. Following or maybe
I don't even think they knew who I was. Like, this was like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
There was this girl at the gym, and like I caught her like looking at me a lot, and I was like okay, like, yeah, maybe she's just looking because, you know, people look around at the gym. And then I was like near the free weights area, and she was like near the treadmills, and the treadmill kind of like oversees the free weights area.
Yeah.
And so she just kind of like called for me.
Oh.
And I was like, oh yeah, what's up? And then she's like, oh, I saw you working out. Like, you work out really good. Like, I was like, oh.
Girls aren't smooth either. I was
like, no, they're not smooth at all. I'm like, oh, thank you. And then she was like, what's your Instagram? And I was like,
out the gate? Like, oh.
No, I didn't even give it to her. Because just, you know, out of respect for my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not really comfortable giving you my Instagram.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, okay.
I think at the gym, there's a lot of like, you know, like looking, like nonverbal communication.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
for sure. All the time. Like the people you know at the gym.
Like regulars.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, oh yeah. Yeah, shit, bro. Yeah,
exactly. Keep it up. Definitely a lot of nonverbal communication at the gym.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then, you know, it's like sometimes the validation from the guys be slapping more than the girls.
Oh yeah, for sure. Know? Like, dude, ever since I started working out, so many guys are like coming up to me and asking for advice, like, oh, you look great, bro.
Yeah, you're aesthetic.
And I thought, and I thought before I started lifting that I would get more attention from girls. Not because I wanted to, but I just thought.
Yeah.
You know, because I was oblivious at the time.
Right, but girls would never outright say it, but it's the guys.
Exactly, because guys actually appreciate how much effort will go into looking like the way you look.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No, it's definitely not easy.
I think I saw somewhere...
Like, especially as a natural, to be, like, lean and, like, have, like, some bit of mass on you, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely really hard to do.
Yeah. You can't just go to the gym like 3-4 times a week and expect a body like this.
And you have to like have your diet on point.
Yeah.
You know, you have to sleep enough. You have to like, you know, sacrifice like going out sometimes.
Yeah.
And like,
because one night of like drinking could fuck up the entire week of
working exactly.
out. Are you in your second relationship?
Right? Yeah, second relationship. Okay. Yeah, I've only had one relationship prior to this.
Would you say when you are in a relationship, you're like, you go all in and you do
I am. Yeah, well, yeah. If I'm in a relationship, I will simp over her.
Yes,
you know. But I've been doing NoFap. Have you heard of NoFap?
Yeah.
I've been doing that.
Oh,
so that's why I don't even
really
like. I think from a very young age, I had pretty good like self control and discipline of like my like hormones.
Mm.
Yeah, and then I like got into like the whole NoFap thing.
Yeah. How long have you? What's your longest streak?
Since like, it's still going.
Oh, it's ongoing.
Yeah, I'd say like since college, honestly.
yeah. stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Like.
This ain't a video. Yeah. This is a lifestyle.
Yeah, bro. Have you heard about the benefits of NoFap?
I mean, I have. I've tried it.
Yeah.
I would say the first month or two
is like the, definitely the hardest. You're like fighting demons, bro.
The first day is the hardest.
Really? What?
You could get through a month? What? Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. I haven't, like, you know.
Wow.
The longest.
Since college. It must be, like, years.
Yeah, I think also what like, made me start doing that was, like, again, I was, like, consuming a lot of red pill content.
Yeah.
And all of the red pill, you know, coaches and people talk about, like, how you shouldn't do that because it's, like,
You don't want to give away your seed.
It's just kind of like a sad thing as a young man to do.
Right.
Like, you get so much more satisfaction from, like, everyday activities if you stop doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because obviously it's like instant gratification.
Yeah.
So when you stop doing that, like, you just get so much more joy out of, like, other things in life. You know?
But don't you think that you could do both?
You definitely can, but I think I've just done it for so long and I've, like, pretty good self-control that I don't feel like I need to do that.
I mean, my longest streak was 30 days. I did that for a video, and I was like, and even that for me was just like,
so what are the results from that?
It was during the time of my first breakup. And I that's actually when I was able to do that one punch band transformation. Right, so it gave me, like, the energy to, like, run 30 miles a day,
right?
Or 30 miles a week. Also, I was horny a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I was fighting that, and then benefits, huh? I'm trying to recall.
He's like, there's no benefits at all.
Like, I don't get there's a beat no off. Benefits.
Dude, honestly, see, that's the thing. That's like an addiction.
Is that what it is?
Like, yeah, like watching porn and, like, you know, touching yourself. That's an addiction, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, and at, like, at the same time, like, if you keep doing that, I think when you finally talk to girls in real life scenarios, like, you won't have that confidence.
Oh, that's not true. I'm good with that.
What I heard. Okay.
Yeah. Here's the thing, which is, like, I don't think it's one or the other. I think you could still beat your dick and, like,
really,
like, excel in life. I don't think you won't excel to a certain degree where it requires a certain amount of focus, a certain amount of energy, but you could still do great in, like, your day to day.
Right.
But I think if you do need to, like, train for something, like, very extreme, and you require, like, a lot of focus, a lot of mental energy, a lot of, like, testosterone, whatever, then maybe, yeah, NoFap is good. That's why, like, boxers do, like, don't even have sex, like
months. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, weeks, months in advance. Technically, even sex is kind of a sinful thing, or, like, it's a distraction from, like, what you're trying to accomplish. So if you want to delve into that philosophy, it's like NoFap sex is kind of, but obviously sex is just a way more higher value thing to do with someone, but it still takes away from, like, your, like, focus and mission in life,
right?
If you really think about it.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's, like, it's finding a healthy balance between, like, going after your purpose, your mission.
And touching yourself.
And fucking, bro. And finding some good-ass scenes to you know, to go to sleep.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. But, like, yo, hats off to you, bro. Hats off. That is something. You know, you.
I really just took the red pill content and just ran with it.
You did.
Bro, I did. Everything they said, I was like, that's true. They're right. I'm gonna do that. Yeah, you know.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, because when you're in that, like that vulnerable of a state, like, everything you kind of hear is kind of, like, true.
You know? No. Sometimes that's like the your dry almost.
Yeah.
Exactly. It took you under, like, a bad place, and
so I just kind of carried that.
Yeah.
Even to this day, you know.
Yeah. Larry has inspired me to maybe go on a couple extra days of NoFap. You know,
I'm glad. Dude, you should do it and see if, like, anything changes.
Yeah.
Like, I would say do it for a month again if you can, and see, like, if you feel any different after that month.
Yeah. But if my girl sends me a titty, like, I'm beating. Like, I'm.
Come on, man. You gotta have more discipline than that, bro.
One titty.
Just one titty.
Like, goddamn.
Oh, fuck.
I'll drop everything. Yeah, no, you're right.
Because it is different from like guys to guys. Like some will like reap the benefits in like a week, and some like might take longer than that.
Wait. When did you feel like you started reaping?
Like, I'd say like a month in.
A month in.
Yeah, a month in.
And yeah. Now is it at a...
I don't know if it's like a placebo, but I felt so much more confident. And like I feel like my conversations with, you know, girls just flowed a lot better, and
yeah,
you know, I definitely did find joy in a lot more things I would do
yeah,
in my daily life.
What would be some advice that you would give to somebody that's starting off? Or like, I'm sure people, I mean, I think this is kind of a common question, right? People come up to you all the time.
Yeah.
Asking you for advice.
Yeah.
But it's like, what has been the most common question?
Most common question is probably like, how did I get so, or if they say strong.
Yeah.
But also look aesthetic at the same time.
Right.
And that's just like, I don't know, like I've always been fairly lean.
Yeah.
And I had trouble putting on mass. And I got into powerlifting like 2 years ago.
Mm.
So I'm kind of doing like power building right now, which is like a hybrid of powerlifting and bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I want to be strong, but at the same time, I want to also look good.
Yeah. You know? So you don't want to have a lot of mass on you.
No, definitely not.
Is it calisthenics? Because I had a homeboy that was like,
well, I don't do any calisthenics, you know, that's like, well, actually I'm like dabbling into it. I'm doing like a muscle up now.
Oh, okay.
I just learned how to do one.
Yeah.
No, I definitely see myself doing power building for a while.
Mm.
Yeah.
So is it just, are you just increasing your reps and sets like week by week, month by month?
Well, I have a coach, so he manages that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But before
he's
the
a lot
coach.
More experienced than I am. Before a coach, I would just kind of progressive overload.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like every week I'll try to add like 2.5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Or
two and a half. It'd be that.
2.5 or 5. Or yeah, exactly. Or I'll like just, you know, try to increase like the exercise by a rep or two.
Mm.
Yeah. But I think I was so focused on the gym at that time, like I was making a ton of progress.
Very quickly. Yeah.
It wasn't even like 2.5 or 5, it was like 10-15 pounds.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It goes back to the focus part, right?
Yeah, like, if you really want something, like, I think people will make it a priority.
Yeah. Like, if someone wants to get big, I think they really do need to dedicate that amount of time to actually get, like, an insane level of transformation. Like, you know? Because it's like, I've had a very steady growth of, like, all right, getting bigger, getting fitter.
Right.
But I didn't see like a drastic, oh, Jimmy's like look like this now.
Right.
Until like I had a sprint, mm-hmm. of like, all right, I'm going to dedicate like 2-3 hours a day to working out. Yeah. Same thing happened to me two years ago during the pandemic. You know, I broke up with my first girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, at that time.
So you broke up with her?
Yeah, I broke up with her.
Okay.
But it was like, I mean, it was my first half. Like, let's just say she did something that I wasn't a fan of. And then, like, oh, I had to do this.
Yeah. But regardless, like, both parties will be upset. You
know, right, yeah, yeah. Like, it's, like, emotional. It's crying. It's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now it's, like, you know that you need to move on to a new chapter in life.
Right.
How do I get better in this new chapter?
Yeah.
Right? And to utilize that. And, yeah, I did this One Punch Man workout. And
I think I saw that.
Yeah.
It went pretty viral. Or
anything, it did. It did. A couple million on YouTube. But yeah, during that sprint, it was like, you know, I was running 5 to 6 miles a day.
Yeah.
And going crazy. And that's when I saw the insane transformation. I'm thinking it was like, with that for
well,
you?
Well, the thing is, like, I feel like there's just some people with amazing genetics too, where it's like they don't even need to put the time that you and I put in,
and they
can look fantastic.
Uh-huh.
You know, I do agree that like you do have to be consistent and, you know, really like dedicate your time into the gym if you want to see like a substantial amount of growth.
Yeah.
So that means that's, I feel like I made the most growth during that period of my life.
Right. What was your like your weight class before and after?
I think I was like 180
before okay.
And then I got all the way to like 200 pounds.
Oh shit.
Yeah, but I was also like just kind of bulking at the time too.
Yeah.
So you
were like skinny bulking, or were you what kind of bulk were you doing?
Well, I was honestly kind of like dirty bulking.
Oh
yeah.
Oh really?
Because I had a like I've always had trouble like gaining weight.
Uh-huh.
And so like I used to eat like super healthy, like clean, yeah. like, you know, a gallon of water a day, like
yeah.
Like just chicken and yeah. like tuna and like every healthy food you can imagine mm-hmm. I would be eating.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like that's good and all, but that's not the correct way like to right. build on muscle mass, especially right. if you have like a super high metabolism.
Right, right, right.
Right. So that's when I started like eating a little bit dirtier because those have a lot more calories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what helped me grow a lot more.
Okay.
But now I'm eating like super clean though because my metabolism slowed down.
Right. You felt, I mean, you're yeah, still well, young.
I mean, because I used to play basketball every day. And I think that's what made me have like a super fast metabolism.
Okay.
Yeah.
So during that time of like dirty bulk, how many hours were you putting in at the gym?
A day?
Yeah.
I'd say like 2 to 3 hours.
Two to three hours.
Yeah. Long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my schedule was wake up in the morning, go to class, think yeah. about the gym.
Yeah.
Class is done. First thing I did was go to the gym after class. And then after the gym, I would then do my schoolwork.
Okay.
That was like my routine for like the longest time.
Damn.
Yeah. So it was just solely just grinding.
At the gym. Yeah, and school.
School.
Now what? Yeah. So
had like no social life in college.
Really?
Yeah. Or like I did, but like,
No frats, nothing.
No,
like that.
No. I never did frats or anything like that.
Yeah. Like the Asian ones.
Honestly,
didn't
especially
come up
with
to you?
The like the hazing process, I think that's so stupid, man.
You know, I think like, they should do like positive hazing.
Dude, they're basically yeah, exactly. They're basically making you their bitch. You know,
I'm not yeah. gonna,
you'll never see me do that.
No. Like I'm coming in and I'm running shit dude, from day one.
Dude. It's so stupid. Like I hear from my friends all the time about their like experiences with that, and uh-huh. I'm just like, I would never.
Yeah, yeah. You can't be somebody's exactly, lap dog. Dude. If you want to be king, bro.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Now we're gonna do a segment where we're gonna make you take the down bad quiz.
Okay. What does this consist of?
So the down bad test. All right.
All
right. We're gonna go down. Have you ever double or triple texted? Have you ever triple texted?
Of course. You
have.
Oh, is this like in a relationship or?
Yeah. Just in general.
Yes, I have. I have.
Okay.
I have.
Yeah. But in relation to
I had no
to
game,
women.
Bro. I had no game.
Damn.
Back in the day.
Are you a DMs guy or are you an in-person, like, let me...
I'd say definitely in person.
In person?
Yeah. Because okay. it's hard to show personality through the DMs, you know uh-huh. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'd say definitely more of an in-person.
At the club, what would you go to? Let me buy a drink.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. And then once we get the drink, that's when I'll start, like...
Okay. You
know, getting to know them a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you ever been friend zoned?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like every guy has been friend zoned before.
Yeah. What's the most recent one before the girlfriend? Because I feel like has it happened?
No, it hasn't happened.
Mm.
Not that I can remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
We're no longer down bad. Have you ever tried to get back together with an ex? I'm assuming yes.
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 I mean, yeah. I just.
Have you ever caught feelings for Ray Bay?
Yeah, I have.
Oh shit! Oh,
and then it took me like a couple days a week to like.
I think you had realized.
I'm like, damn, it was. Yeah, just put myself in a bad situation there.
Have you ever stalked anyone?
No.
Okay.
I don't stalk people.
Like Instagram stalk, Facebook stalk. You have. Everybody has.
Like, are you talking about, like, to see, like, the profile and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. I thought you were talking about, like...
Oh, like prior to a date, you looked them
up. Yeah. Of course.
I like to actually stalk them, like, right in front of them. I think that's...
Really?
Kinda, yeah, that's kind of funny.
Oh, to see their reaction?
Yeah. I'm just like, all right, let's see what you've been up to.
Yeah.
You know, just so many ways
right,
to go
a good
about
conversation
that.
Starter, actually.
Yeah. About it. And then what else you could do? You could go... With her profile, you go on your own profile and like your own pictures. Mm. You get some more likes, engagement.
Bro, so this man ahead of his time.
DM yourself.
Yeah. No, honestly, no, I think I did that night.
Oh,
shit.
I did that before, too.
Yeah. Have you ever lied about being a virgin? I have.
No, I haven't.
When did you lose it?
When I was 18.
Was
my first girlfriend.
Prom night?
Was it prom night?
Damn, that would be kind of special if it was prom night.
No, it wasn't prom night.
Okay.
No, it wasn't prom night. No.
Have you ever had used a DIY masturbation device?
No.
No.
I don't.
Have you ever had a pocket pussy?
No, I haven't.
Really?
No.
Oh, you gotta try that.
Really?
You gotta try it out. Those are fire, bro.
All right, send me some links.
Yeah. Especially if you're doing long distance.
Yeah.
You know? No OnlyFans. You never subscribe to a girl.
No, hell no. Oh, yeah. Hell, I will never do that. That's just disrespectful to yourself, honestly. I feel like, man, like, I don't know, man. Like,
yeah.
You're literally paying to see some girl, like, showing off her body. And, like,
yeah, when it's, like, free on
Pornhub. That just sounds, I don't know. I feel so sorry for myself if I did that.
Yeah, especially since porn is free now. Have you ever spent over $100 on a girl with no return?
I honestly don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I honestly don't think so. If I did spend like $100, I think it was reciprocated to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because now, like, you have the knowledge to, like, yeah, know that, like, okay.
Yeah, and back then I was too broke to, like, get something that expensive.
Yeah. Do you think, like, the red pill stuff, like, taught you game?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like more about, like, your presence.
Yeah. With... yeah, yeah, yeah. Just, like, you know how society is nowadays. You kind of have to, like, play the game.
And,
yeah,
and I think a lot of the red pill stuff, it teaches you, like, yo, don't overinvest.
Yeah, early. Exactly.
Don't overinvest.
Yeah. Otherwise, they'll just kind of see you as someone who can provide.
Yeah.
And that's all they'll, like, want from you without them, you know, giving or doing anything in return.
How do you feel about the whole concept of, like, alpha males and, like, you know, yeah, that whole...
That's funny that you mentioned that, because...
When people look at you, like, just... face value, yeah, is like, oh yeah, this guy's alpha as fuck, right?
Really? People think like that of me?
I don't know. I just feel like whenever, you know, somebody sees somebody like big and strong, they just
assume. Yeah. That's funny that you say that, because when my first relationship ended, I was consuming a lot of like that type of content on YouTube.
Oh, like red pill.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah,
and being in a relationship now,
yeah,
it's difficult for me to
manage some of those,
yeah, because I still think about, like, what I learned from, like, the red pill type of content.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, you can't really be emotional
right
in front of them. You can't really, like, cry in front of them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
can't
yeah,
like do certain things.
You can't because, be vulnerable.
Exactly, because they'll see you as less,
as
even
weak.
Even if it's, like, subconsciously.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
so I like it's difficult for me to kind of, like,
manage the
yeah,
two
exactly,
the two minds.
Yeah.
I think that's also kind of the goal for this channel too, is to strike a nice balance in between, like, because I'm not gonna lie, like, some of the red pill stuff, it does make sense.
It does. But I think consuming too much of that is also hurtful at
yeah,
the same time.
Especially for, you know, for the relationship.
Yeah. I think red pill content is good for, like, men who are kind of going through, you know...
ruts.
That, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so it's like, content for them to kind of, like...
respect themselves a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And something that they can use as motivation.
Right.
Right. But I think if you consume too much of that content... I think too much of anything is bad. You
yeah,
know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like a fine line
yeah,
where you draw. And I'm still... I guess I'm still trying to figure that out, too. Because, like... the relationship I'm in now is still kind of fresh.
Yeah.
So,
I saw this TikTok. I mean, have you know who Fresh or Fit is?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
They're the two guys that's
they
like
they do podcasts, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think I saw this one where they're like, "Oh yeah, if you are a man, you cannot cry in front of your girl.
Or yeah,
she
yeah,
will leave you." But here's the thing: like, I think I've cried in front of
right,
my girl, and I like those are some like good moments.
Right.
Where she felt emotional too.
Uh-huh.
And if anything, we felt closer.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not crying on her shoulder every single time I have a obstacle in my
right,
life. But when there are times where I felt like a little weak, like, yo, I'm a shed a few tears. But then again, have you ever seen your dad cry?
One time. Dude, it made me cry, man. Yeah. Yeah. That was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
So I feel like as you get older too, maybe you are just a little bit less prone to emotions. You know,
maybe because I'm not a type of person to like cry much at all. But I remember like in my first relationship, like, you know, she'd see me cry, and
yeah,
I can't help but like think that a part of that relationship failing was because I was like showing too much emotion.
Oh,
you know. I could be wrong,
yeah,
but
yeah,
part
yeah,
of me feels like that definitely played a role in that as well.
I mean,
so maybe, now it's like, I don't know if I can ever cry in front of like my girl, you know, or just the girl in general.
Mm.
You know,
it depends on
yeah,
like what it is. I think, right? If like
that's true, that is true.
If like things are
true,
really happening, like, yo, like your yeah. brother died.
Right. Like something super tragic happened.
Right.
Then and, then I could see why like that's acceptable.
Yeah. You can't have a girl be like, your brother died.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your weak ass out of here.
Then it's like, bro, she's not even. You don't even need her in your life if she's like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming. I think a lot of bro talk today.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Of course, dog.
A lot of bro talk. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, subscribe to the channel, guys.
To the Down Bad Show. Subscribe to Larry.
Helping a lot of young men out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.